Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today in our study in the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 4, we again find the exhortation of the writer to the reader to pursue the wisdom of God. In verse 7, it says, "The beginning of wisdom is acquire wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding. Prize her, and she will exalt you. She'll honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty. Hear, my son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I've led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded, and if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life." This repeated exhortation to pursue wisdom is seen in these first several chapters of the book of Proverbs. And it's the heart of God to exhort you and me to pursue wisdom with all of our heart. And the wisdom that we're talking about is not the wisdom of the world, the carnal or sensual wisdom that the worldly person without God has to offer, but instead it's the wisdom of God. It's the biblical truth that will assist you in walking wisely and dealing wisely in all your affairs of life. This is the heart of God for you. God has wisdom that will solve every problem that you face and that will prevent you from falling into difficulty in your life. Verse 12 says, "When you walk, your steps will not be impeded, and if you run, you will not stumble." That is said to the person who receives God's direction and is always pursuing the wisdom of God before he or she takes those steps. God wants you to walk without hindrance in through your life. He wants you to be a demonstration of a person who walks with God and has the wisdom of God. A key verse in chapter 4 is found in the verse 23, and it says these words, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." Keep your heart with all diligence. This is a warning from the Lord, an exhortation from the Lord for every single believer. The Amplified translation says, "Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life." The idea of this scripture, and it is truly the heart of this particular proverb, chapter 4, is that whatever you allow into your heart will eventually spring forth in your life. Guard your heart, the scripture tells us, and above all that you guard, guard your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life, or the Amplified says, the springs of life. Whatever you allow into your heart, into your thought life, whatever you're meditating on, whatever you're putting in front of your eyes, whatever you're thinking about, whatever those things are, eventually they'll show up in your life and in your lifestyle. Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So what a person stores up in abundance will eventually come flowing out of their life through their mouth. And you can tell what's in the heart of a person if you listen to them talk for any length of time. God wants you to guard what you put in your heart. Then what comes out of your heart through your mouth and in your lifestyle will be a reflection of what you've placed inside. How do we put things in our heart, or how do things get into our heart? We have several ways that things are put inside of our heart, so to speak. We have the eye gate, the things that you take in through your visual senses. We have the ear gate, the things that you take in through your auditory senses. And whatever you meditate on, whatever you're thinking on, will eventually be deposited in your heart. God wants you to be a person who chooses wisely what you allow to go into your heart. If you're a parent, you need to choose wisely. You need to guard diligently and vigilantly what you allow to come into the heart or spirit of your child or your children. This is a lesson that God taught my husband and I very young in our marriage and before we had our son. We have one child. And God taught us this lesson that whatever you allow into your eye gate and into your ear gate, and whatever you allow yourself to meditate on, will eventually take up residence in your heart, and those things will come flowing out of your life. And it will touch the other areas of your life for good or for bad, depending upon what you've allowed yourself to take in. That is why this proverb is so strongly worded when it says, to watch over your heart or guard diligently or vigilantly what goes into your heart. We live in a day when so many images are presented to us on a daily basis that it seems or it would appear that we can't control the input that's coming our way. But this is a lie from the enemy of your soul. God wants you to take charge of what you allow to come into your spirit or into your heart. God wants you to be the judge of that by the wisdom of God and the Spirit of God inside of you if you're a believer. And He wants you to guard diligently or keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and choose with the wisdom of God what should come in. We also know that Scripture is very clear that whatever a person thinks on, this is what they eventually become. And it's that same idea of what's allowed inside the heart is eventually what you will see manifesting in the person's life. The person who will meditate on Scripture and think on what the Word of God says and guard their heart against allowing unclean, perverse, unholy things into their life, you will see the reflection of what they've been meditating on and allowing in their heart and their life. You'll see a purity about them. Their words will be a reflection of what they've been thinking on, and they will be a person who moves through life in another realm, seemingly, than the rest of the world. But if you look at somebody who has fed their heart on garbage, they've taken in violent movies and they feed continuously on sexually themed reading material and the like, you will see also flowing out of their life that same reflection into the actions and the lifestyle that they end up involved in. Guard vigilantly your heart. What are you allowing into your heart today? A pastor once told this story, and this is a true story, of a retired college professor who once came to him for counsel because he was so disturbed. Though he was a Christian man, he had become absolutely fixated on the thoughts of molesting young girls. And this man had been a university professor and chairman of the Department of Psychology for his particular university, and now he was a retired man. Well, the area of his expertise was on the psychology of the criminally sexually deviant person, and he had studied well-known cases of sexual predators, and he'd spent years studying this stuff. Well, after he retired, he put his books aside and didn't pick them up. But about 2 years after his retirement, he went back and began to study and read through again all these cases, documented cases of sexual deviant and criminals and their various psychological profiles and the things that they did and the disposition of their criminal cases. And as a result of going back and beginning to put his mind on those things, he began to find himself driven and tormented by thoughts of sexual molestation of young girls. He couldn't shake those thoughts off. They became tormentors day and night, night and day in his dreams. And he ended up doing the very thing that he was thinking about. And he was horrified at himself. His wife was about to leave him. The whole situation had become so horrible and grotesque that the man himself was in a place of just torment in his own soul, and he was a believer. He went to this pastor for counsel and explained the situation, and the pastor pointed out from Scripture how he had brought himself to this place through allowing his heart to become filled with these thoughts that were absolutely opposed to the Word of God, the holiness of God, and the standards of God. And the man could see very clearly how he'd gotten himself into the mess. And by the grace of God, this pastor was able to help him get delivered from the demonic spirits, which had now begun to torment him because of his own sin of allowing those thoughts and those focuses of his heart to become his everyday diet. And I bring that very sad story to you to simply point out the fact that the Word of God is not to be taken lightly in this matter. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the issues of life. Your life will be severely impacted, greatly impacted, by the things that you allow your heart to meditate on, think about day and night, and it will eventually come out and be displayed in your life. What are you allowing into your thought life, through your eye gate, through your ear gate, through the things you're meditating on? Be a person who's wise, as the Word instructs us, and be vigilant, and don't let the Word of God depart from your eyes. God's Word says that we're to not touch any unclean thing. Then that's what you need to keep in front of you. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.